Log Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you been? That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. A 9 for 9 and a 2 for 2. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Monday's News and Reviews, myself, William Bernard, from the Stragus and Rusty Hood, and Mr. Ron Reagan, who's all here tonight. And I'll tell you what, we got a snowstorm coming in tonight, and a bunch of other things going on, and we're working on some stuff right now that I was just telling Roger about, and I'll be filling Russell in on here in a little bit, and everything. But I tell you what, with this coronavirus that's going on, a lot of stuff that's coming out that we predicted. I tell you, this is scary stuff. Hey, Virgil, Russell, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good tonight, brother. Doing pretty good. Getting around again. Kind of watching what's going on. And I'm kind of, you know what? We're just going to have to kind of come to the conclusion that I don't think anybody knows what the fuck they're talking about on this virus, man. I mean, they keep changing this shit up almost daily on that stuff, dude.
Right.
It's crazy.
Man, and what's spooky about this is that there's another virus that came out here in the United States just a couple of days ago. And I forgot the name of it, but this is worse than the coronavirus. So they're releasing all these viruses, and you know, the proof we called this, Russell Morgan, we called this on the show that this was back for me, and the proof is coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's the first thing I said. It came out of that level 4 biological lab.
Oh, yeah, you know, and everything. You know, but now we're learning that China has hacked into Equifax and everything. And, you know, I don't know. This is starting to sound like probably the start of World War III, I think, personally.
Well,
what
you know,
you
it's so hard to tell right now. But anyway, let Virgil get a word in there. How you doing tonight,
all right,
brother?
Come on in here, Virgil.
Oh yeah, I'm peachy fucking keen tonight. Sitting my ass here at a truck stop. Got to sit here for fucking 16 hours before I get offloaded. So because my dispatcher didn't finalize my appointment time today, so.
Mm-hmm.
I got plenty of time, plenty to bitch about and everything else. This,
well, welcome back to the world of trucking, brother.
I mean, yeah. You know, all of this virus, coronavirus, this virus, that virus. You know, where was all of this shit 30 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Where was all of this shit when Nixon was president? You know, we had the Legionnaire's disease thing came up, but that was about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I forgot,
you know,
about that.
But, I mean, where was all of this 30 years ago? Why is all of this taking place right now? You know, I mean, it's too coincidental. It's just too coincidental with all that's going on.
Well,
I mean, I'm not,
you
know,
Virgil. We've been saying it, and I'm seeing a lot of reports on this as well. Population control.
Yeah, Agenda 21, baby.
Yep.
Agenda 21.
But
I'm beginning to believe that. I mean, because that thought first crossed my mind, and I was like, but you know, you think about it, you got these fuckers coming out more every day. I mean, and Gates and that other fucker, you know, they're all on board with it, Zuckerberg and stuff like that. There's too many people on this planet.
Yep.
All right. And the timing of it. Now, okay, let's just talk through this all the way. They've been trying to sedate us for the last decade, all right? All this, all these chemicals they've been dropping out of the planes and stuff like that. The Air Force has verified they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Then you got China blowing up and people scared of living, tired of living under tyranny. You got rioting in the streets everywhere. Boom. There's no rioting going on anywhere right now.
Oh, yeah, man.
They have scared everybody home.
Right. And it's like one of the reporters was saying, look what's happening in Hong Kong. You don't hear anything about the protesters there. They disappeared.
Yep. So,
I mean, where is all of this? Where is this all of this disease and pestilence? I mean, the United States, you know, we're supposed to have, you know, you go to the hospital, you pay these astronomical, impossible, ridiculous prices for medical treatment, for medicines, and this, that, and the other, and we're supposed to be so medically, so much medical technology and all of this shit, okay? Why isn't this shit happening in these other shithole countries? I mean,
population.
You know, it's happening in China. You know, China is, you know, it is and isn't a pretty much a shithole country. Socialism has turned it into a shithole country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when you can go to a meat market and buy a skint clean dog to feed your family, that pretty much tells me that socialism pretty much sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you can go buy Fido, when you can go buy Fido and barbecue him.
Yep, that's been going on years, though, Virgil. But my thought, you know, I was watching an interview today where they were interviewing the people on the ship that's trapped over there. They're scared for their lives because they said they're grabbing people off the boat that's not even infected and killing them.
I don't know about that, but you know,
I don't know about that either.
Well, this was on ABC News. I saw that. What do you think, Ron?
Well, I'm just mostly listening, but it's pretty much the same thing, you know. I mean, they've been doing this for weeks now.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know. They don't say they have a lot of information, but I was watching something today where they were saying that China has information, but they refuse to work with the United States and other countries. They're very secretive, I guess, about it, and they're not sharing all the information that they know about the coronavirus.
Well, did you hear the news flash today? Did you hear the news flash today? Now they came out and said the incubation period on this thing may be as long as 24 days. So that means everybody that they had quarantined for 14 days that was non-systematic, and they go, okay, you're good, you can go home now, could very well be infected. Going home, mingling with their families, friends. Look at California. They have a very large Asian population there. If that stuff gets rolling through all those homeless there and shit, this stuff's going to get very ugly very quick. But
Oh, yes. And the reason why China's not wanting to share information is because within 10 seconds flat, if they give all the information they know about this virus, within 10 seconds flat, they're going to be able to tell whether it was made by nature or made by man or made in a lab.
Right.
It's going to have a signature.
This is definitely made in a lab. Definitely made in a lab.
There's creep coming out on this.
And I've been reading in a deal today that really made me think about it, and I'll try to post it later. I've got it tucked away. But they're saying now that if you survive the initial thing and stuff like that, that your white blood cells do not stop, and these people are leaving there thinking they're well and dying from organ failure. This stuff is definitely a biological weapon.
And what proves it, if you're not dealing with biological weapons, okay, why do you have a prefabricated hospital that can be erected in a matter of days with supplies, medical supplies in storage to fight such viruses?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes no sense.
I saw that too, and I was putting out.
Well, let's clarify a little bit on what Virgil just said there. These aren't little friggin' MASH hospitals and stuff like that. These prefab hospitals that they're throwing up, and our people have said there's now six of them, hold 1,000 patients apiece. There's 1,000 beds in each one of them.
True facts. But what I was going to say earlier on the reports that I was seeing, they were saying France now has 196 cases of this virus over there. See, it's already spreading in France now.
I'm sure it's gonna hit pretty fast in there with all those Muslims.
Go ahead, Russ.
Go ahead, Virgil. I lost a train of thought there. Give me a second, Virgil.
Okay. Now, what sense does it make? Okay. You're going to bring American citizens that might be infected with this and you're going to put them in different places. You're going to put them in New York. You're going to put them in California. You're going to put them in military base here, military base here. Wouldn't it make sense to concentrate all of these infectious people in one secluded spot instead of spreading them out all over the fucking country and quarantining the whole bunch in a jar?
It can't take off across the country when we have a biofilm or hazmat situation here if they're all in one place. You know, something really stinks bad about this whole thing. And I ain't been able to put my finger on it yet. But something is just way, way, way out of plumb on this, man. And like when we first started discussing this, what, a month ago, however long it's been now and stuff. Man, I said, you know,
it's been 2 months.
How do you control the populace that's rioting? You drop something like this on them, where their very lives depend on the government, or they're hiding from the government. Now, our nurse on the ground has told us that it was way worse than what they were saying that it was, and that and we do have some satellite proof of that. That the crematories that we know of are running 24/7, and the smallest one do 176 bodies a day, and there's vehicles lined up for a mile going into that thing. I mean, the numbers they're giving us cannot be correct. I mean,
well, and then the nurses and stuff, like, from what I was watching the other day, and this was just the other day, so who knows how much it's gotten since then, you know what I mean? But the other day, they've been working nonstop 24/7. They don't have enough doctors and nurses that have been able to keep up with this either, or medical supplies.
Well, the thing is, too, you know, Jim Jordan. You know, Jim Jordan said this during the impeachment trial. You know, the clock and the calendar. Okay, let's take that. What's all that background noise?
I have no idea.
Sounds like somebody.
That's got to be Joseph.
That's not me.
But you talk about the clock and the calendar. Okay. Russell's pretty good at math. I suck at it. You know, let's figure up an average of infectious people that are getting infected per day, per week, per month, and let's figure that all the way up to November, just to November, okay? All right, just off the top of my head, we're looking at a worldwide epidemic of this shit.
Actually, a global
a worldwide
epidemic.
What the fuck you think I mean by worldwide, man?
Right, right.
We're looking at a worldwide epidemic of this shit. Within a matter of months, the way this is spreading. I mean, you're talking about California wildfires? California wildfires ain't got shit on this from what I'm reading and learning about this. This is some serious shit.
Okay, but let's get back to the very root of the thing, okay? The virus is out. We got different doctors, different things. The more they learn about it, the more we find out about it, the uglier it appears to be getting. Okay? But let's go back to the root of it, right? You have no rioting going on in China, no rioting going on in France. The populations that were ready to throw these fucking elitists out of office have been quieted, all right? All except here in the United States of America. Now, you're not going to tell me them flying those motherfuckers into California, Texas, Miramar in California. I'm sure Virgil's familiar with that. They're bringing them into Lackland here. All right, and then they got some going on on the East Coast. Now, why would you, like Virgil was saying earlier, why would you spread that across there? And if you're a deep state player and somebody who's running one of these ABCs and you're dirty, what better way to save your neck? What better way to stop the storm that is coming here in the United States? Now, go ahead and tell me I've got my tinfoil hat on.
And I know exactly where you're going with this, Russell, because, you know, it's pointing into that direction.
It's like a chess game. You stage your pieces on the board, and then you strike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and remember what we said. We said this shit 6 months ago. Well, hell, we said this, maybe not that long, maybe a year and a half ago, something like that, when it really came out about the truth, about the dossier, when all this started. Yeah, it may have been 2.5, 3 years ago we stated it, but... And I'll say it again for our listeners and stuff like that. Desperate people do desperate things. All right.
And this is that desperate thing that they're doing. Well, my thing is,
these are
China is connected to
in a dead panic.
Yep.
And they have no use for human life. They're just as bad as anything going on in China, Russia. Anywhere else. I mean, you got to understand, our government's completely fucking rogue. And I guarantee you there's Republicans sitting over there with this shit going on that are fucking shitting their britches right now, too. You know,
I was saying that today.
All this timing is just too fucking coincidental. You know, I'm sorry you can call me. You can call me dark, you can call me whatever you want to call me, but, you know, look behind what they're feeding you, you know, and that's a very,
well,
very
Well, here's
good
the thing, Russell, I said this a while back.
Why would you not?
We said they were going to pull something. I said they were going to pull something.
Yep.
They were not, we all said, we knew it, we could smell it, they were going to pull something. And with all of this fucking goddamn shit going on with Pelosi being connected with underhanded dealings in China, the Bidens, all of this, not only them, but you got to look at Obama, you got to look at the Bush crime family, you got to look at the Clinton crime family, you got to look at the Brennan crime family.
Well, yeah, I
this thing is this thing is bigger.
Oh yeah, Virgil, you're 100% right, man. I mean, why are these people desperate right now? Because they absolutely, literally, and Trump brought this out. And like I said, I'm no big Trump fan or anything like that, but the man's done a good job, and I give credit where credit's due, and I'll vote for him. It's hard for me to like any kind of Yankee, but you know, I try to let go of that. But you know, always makes too much fucking sense. I mean,
but hey guys, I said this a couple of months back. What's going to be a good way to
call martial law
to stop the election?
Well, I don't think Democrats don't want to stop the election.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Democrats want to, man. I'm thinking this is something they're going to find a way to put on Trump in one way, shape, or another. But the fact that they're taking those people all the way across the country, the middle of the USA, the West Coast, and the East Coast, that ought to throw up red flags to anybody with half a brain.
Yep. And I agree with that 100%.
And I didn't grow up drinking moonshine out of a jar to get fucking killed by a fucking virus named after a fucking cheap Mexican beer.
but it's just, to me, I feel like just, you know, with China involved, not only that, they hacked into Equifax, trying to get from what are they wanting with our information for. This was proved that the Chinese military were involved in this. So what are they planning? Why are they wanting all of our information?
Oh, yeah, Well, I mean, you got everybody in your brother. Y'all heard William Barr the other day at the governor's meeting. You know, all 50 governors come there and stuff like that. William Barr was speaking. And he came flat out and told them that they grade you guys and stuff like that. Which one of y'all you vote, which not? He goes, we got a list. You know, we know which one of y'all, which of y'all have been taking shit from China, man. I mean, you know, if you go with D.C., this fucking systemic corruption goes all the way down to your local motherfucking government. They're robbing us blind. They're taking our freedom away slowly, our liberty away slowly. And it's been going on for decades. You sit there, you add up all the taxes you pay and tell me you aren't already fucking giving half of your money to the government.
We've been doing that for years, but like you said a while back, Russell, we lost our country a long time ago.
You're just reflecting what post I put on Facebook today. You know, I ask people, you think you're living free in America? Go to your local store, any store, and find toilet paper on sale for $1 a roll. Grab it off the shelf, walk up to the counter and throw $1 up there. You think you can walk out the door with it? Fuck no.
No.
You're going to have to reach in your pocket and grab that extra 10 cents and pay that sales tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's the moral of the story, children? What's the moral of the story, children? If we live in such a free country, how come you can't even wipe your fucking ass in America today without the government having something to do with it?
Right.
Well, you know, it's just crazy. I mean, let's look right here in my home state, Texas. All right. They say the cost of living's cheap here. I'd hate to have to try to live with anybody else. Let me tell you something, brother. It ain't cheap here, but. Let me tell you, you buy a house here in Texas, you buy your farm, you buy your ranch, you buy you whatever you want to, all right? Mm-hmm. You work your ass off, pay that 30 years of your life paying that motherfucker off. And you know what? When they give you the deed to that land, you know what happens next? We lease that mother from the state of Texas for the rest of our lives. Because if you think you own that motherfucking land, miss a property tax payment.
Yep. You don't pay that property tax, guess what? They'll come get you and throw your ass out.
Oh, yeah. They will come auction your shit off. Well, let's look at the fuel tax. 20 cents a gallon on fuel. That's what you pay. 20 cents tax on a gallon of fuel, all right, for highway maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's supposed to go to highway maintenance with all the trucks and cars running on the road, how come I got to get fucking new steer tires and a front end alignment every 6 months on this truck from the fucking potholes and fucking cracks and shit in it?
Oh, you've been to New Mexico, brother. You've seen how our roads are out here.
Y'all roads suck.
That's not how they do that. That's not how they do that. They gouge you right there on the fuel tax. And I think here in Texas, we pay like 28 cents a gallon on that shit. All right. That's supposed to maintain the roads, but they rob that shit. So then they come back to you and they go, oh, Lord, help us, Lord. Our city's falling apart, people. Your children's going to grow up poor and stupid. We have to have more money. And God has come up there. We're going to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Yes, sir. That's what we're going to do. We're going to fix this shit. Get the fuck away from me.
Right.
You know what? It never ends, man. These are the biggest bunch of lying sacks of shit that everyone
has. Well, what gets me, Russell? Remember that bunch of bullshit back in the 70s when they shut a bunch of schools down because of lead paint and asbestos? The schools that we went to. The schools that we went to. Okay? Now, the schools that had lead paint and asbestos in it taught me the Constitution, taught me how to write cursive. We had trade schools in there. They taught you how to weld, taught you how to cut a piece of wood, taught you plumbing, pipe fitting, electrician,
yep.
All that good shit. All that good shit. With asbestos and lead paint in it, and we learned. We learned.
Yep. They even
now
had old economics so the girls could learn how to cook and sew.
Now these motherfucking schools, they got to build them now in every other building. You got to use 10 gallons of paint on one piece of sheetrock because it won't cover it. It won't coat it right on water-based paint.
Right.
Okay? And these kids are coming out of these schools dumb as a bucket of dirt wanting to suck each other's dicks. But we're the infected ones. We're infected with lead paint and drinking out of hose pipes and asbestos contamination.
Right.
You know? Okay. Does anybody want to explain this to me? I mean, is it just me, or is the rest of the world just fucked up? I mean, what's going on here?
Let me tell you how honest. Here's a really good example of how much your government actually cares about you. Now they go on and on and on, but they don't. Now, I was with Recon. I was at Camp Lejeune, right? And the water always tasted a little weird there. But, you know, it's what it was and stuff like that. So we drank that shit. We drank it. Now, here we are, 30 motherfuckers, 40 years later. Yeah, about 40 years later. They're coming out and saying that, oh, well, see, the cancer rate for veterans from Camp Lejeune just went off the motherfucking charts. So somebody started an investigation, got to look about it. These motherfuckers were feeding us fuel-contaminated water, and they knew
mm-hmm.
it was going on, but they didn't have the budget to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So they literally poisoned thousands of us. And you can look it up. Google it and take a look at it. I bullshit you not.
But still, this is called population control, guys. They're trying to kill us off. They're trying to do anything they can to kill us off. That is
the thing is also that the vaccinations we had to take, all right, had mercury in them.
Yep.
All right.
But they're still
that's
mercury
why,
in them, bro.
Yeah. Okay. That's why veterans like Russell and I. We have a high rate of kidney and dental problems.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that the third year of my hitch, I started having severe dental problems. And it's a wonder I got a tooth left in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of them inoculations. They traced it back to the inoculations.
Yep. So what do you think, Ron? Throw your two cents in there.
Well, you guys covered so many areas. I just kind of sat back and listened. But in Idaho, what they did is they're trying to there's legislators that are trying to get rid of them. I'm going to touch on a few of those subjects because, like I said, you guys covered several of them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They've been trying to push. Some legislators to get rid of the sales tax here.
Which
is what we want in Idaho. We want the people have been saying we don't want sales tax on our food. We don't want property taxes. Once you own your property, you should own it. You shouldn't have to pay taxes
mm-hmm.
on it. Mm-hmm. But you guys get enough taxes in other areas from us that you don't need that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
One good thing they did here in Idaho recently is they got rid of Common Core.
Yeah, I saw that.
They reverse that, you know. So they make little steps, you know, at a time. We have some pretty good legislators here, you know what I mean, compared to some states.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some rhinos and shit ones too, you know what I mean?
Right.
But we're still making progress back in the right directions.
Right.
And if you own your property, you shouldn't have to pay taxes on it, period. That should be the end of it. I'm not against necessarily taxes, period. because I understand that we do need some income coming in, right? And we need industry. We need a lot of things to make a country work. I don't agree with how they work the system and how they do it, but I'm. But you shouldn't have to pay property taxes. You shouldn't have to pay food taxes at all.
Right.
In Louisiana, food is exempt from sales tax. Prescription medicines are exempt from sales tax. And we have homestead exemption.
Mm-hmm.
And if your home value is at a certain level, my property tax, believe it or not, is $75 a year.
That's not bad.
$75 a year. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Mine here in Texas is about $3,500, but we don't have a state tax.
Wow.
Well. But we do have a sales tax. We have what's called a sin tax. That's why your beer, your whiskey, your cigarettes are outrageously priced.
Mm-hmm.
We have state regulated casinos here, but we were bullshitted to say that the money from the lottery and poker machines and casinos, the revenue that was brought was supposed to go to education, but they never put it in the bill.
That's actually everywhere on that. That's the same thing here in Mexico.
They never earmarked any of that money for education, so they duped us on that. The legislature duped us on that.
Wow.
The standard of living in Louisiana is fairly decent. It's just we have so much corruption, especially in the governor's office, with this dumbass fucking governor. What is that background noise?
Well, it sounds like somebody munching on something.
I don't know. But we have this sorry ass piece of shit governor. Who comes out, oh, he's pro Second Amendment, he's pro this, he's pro that. Well, you don't campaign and support Hillary during an election if you're pro American.
Right.
You know, so he basically says what people want to hear to get elected, then he does an entirely different thing once he gets in office. He got it back in office under voter fraud. It was called voter suppression. They didn't stuff the ballot box, but they didn't count every vote.
Mm-hmm.
Is what they doing, and that's the way he got back into office.
Wow!
And that is why the rest of the country, the economy is booming, except for here in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. You know, he's still taxing industry to where they're leaving the state.
Yep, sounds like my governor up here. She just passed a law. They just passed a law up here now,
and
to where gasoline tax here is going to go up to 49 cents a gallon next year.
He got this criminal justice reform system thing passed to where they released 7,500 criminals out of the Paris jails and prisons.
Oh my gosh.
And roughly 75% of them have returned for the same or more serious crimes back in jail.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it was a total failure. But the thing is, like Russell said, if you think the government body in Washington is the only problem, you're sadly mistaken.
That's everywhere.
It's rooted down deep. It's rooted down deep.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for them to try to push that red flag law here in Louisiana. And I'm going to tell you what, if they try it, I'm scared to death that these crazy, drunk-ass, fucking gun-toting coon asses are going to burn the whole fucking state down.
Right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm doing an investigation, as I said earlier on the show. I'm going to give you some information on this lady, and I'm going to give you Russell this information. She works for Bloomberg. What she does is she goes into these governors and senators and stuff and pays them off on these red flag laws. And she was caught Friday at a rally week that they were having here and everything. And one of my good friends that I know caught her spying on them and everything. But this lady here is very dangerous. And she's the one that's pushing these red flag laws in illegally and stuff. So
well,
I'm investigating her.
I'm gonna go back to the attacks, to 9/11.
Mm.
Okay, I'm gonna give everybody an idea of how people are in Louisiana when it comes to guns, alcohol, and football games. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If the planes would have crashed into Anheuser-Busch or Miller Lite Brewing Company, you would have seen 30,000 bateau boats and bass boats crossing the Atlantic loaded with everything that carried a bullet across the water to kill every one of them son of bitches. The war would have been over in a fucking week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how these people think down here. When you go to talking about taking guns, they're not thinking about AK-47s and AR-15s. They're thinking about their 7mm mags, their 30-06s, their 300 Weatherby Magnums, 270s, shotguns, their big hog leg Black Hawk 44 Magnum pistols that they carry around, their 22 Magnum pistols. They're thinking about that. So if you're going to think about putting a red flag law in Louisiana, well, brother, let me tell you something. That's where a serious war is going to start. Because
right,
I'm going to tell you what, there's not going to be many sheriff's deputies or police officers in Louisiana going to pull up to somebody's house where they got a Camaro up on blocks, an engine hanging in a tree, a dog eating five-day-old chili out of a Volkswagen hubcap, knocking on a shotgun house door, talking about taking somebody's gun. Let me tell you what, that's a house with several dozen guns in it.
Right.
They're not that stupid.
Right. Well, here's the thing on that. I was reading some more articles on Bloomberg, and he stated that he's going to try to get Louisiana. He's already got Virginia.
Bloomberg, you might as well get Bloomberg out of your mind. Bloomberg, the only way Bloomberg is going to get in the White House is with a tour group, okay?
Right.
That's the only way Bloomberg is going to get in the White House.
Right. But the thing is, though, Virgil, with him, he's trying to buy his way by passing these red flag laws and stuff and everything. But, you know, this guy's dangerous. I mean, because of him, we're all getting fucked in the ass with these red flag laws and everything. But I was hearing through some of the legislators that I know that they're trying to come up with a bill to overturn some of that and everything. But it's going to take a lot of work, you know, and stuff. But what I did when we do this investigation on this lady, I'm going to blow this out of the water, because this lady, we're going to make her, she doesn't want to be known because she's a communist, okay? And everything.
Well,
the thing is, Joseph, the
people we have to blame for this gun control bullshit, for this red flag law bullshit, even for the use of the phrase gun violence, which is non-existent, you blame us.
Mm-hmm.
We let
yep.
these son of a bitches get in office. We did not take time, and it all starts from the educational system. We did not take the time or the effort to back up people to tell the Supreme Court of the United States, fuck you. You're not going to take stuff out of our schools that has worked for over 200 years.
Right.
You're not going to take prayer out of our schools.
Right.
You're not going to do that. You're not going to take the Pledge of Allegiance out of our schools.
Right. Well, prayers are coming back in schools, really, you know, because the Trump and the administration are passing laws where they're going to allow prayer and Bible studies back in the schools, which is good.
Any politician, whether they are Republican, Libertarian, Democrat, whatever, any politician that uses the phrase gun violence, get away from them.
Right.
Get away from them.
Right.
Run them out of town. Here's another thing they took away from the kids
is national pride. Mm-hmm. Having pride in your country, you know, mm-hmm. and so they started working away at that, and they started working away at how they looked at things and whatnot. So in Idaho, it's a lot like down there, Virgil, in Louisiana, right? In fact, these people here, all of us, not, I can't just say these people, me included, have all told them to fuck off whenever they've even whispered gun control here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or you get some bleeding heart, little small libtard 15-man group show up at the Capitol and say, you know, like moms demand action. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they try to push for that. Well, then within a week after that, you have hundreds of people at the Capitol saying, fuck you. That's not going to work here. And everybody here has told them, you know, you're not going to do that here, period.
All right. Well, they tried that in Virginia and look what happened.
Yeah. But,
well, it didn't do any good. It didn't do any good. They're still passing all these bullshit gun control bills. They're still passing
them there. But the people here will say, fuck you. And they have said, fuck you. It's just the reality
of
it. They will show up.
The thing is, it's the propaganda effect. It's the effect of the propaganda. You know, when the media pushes out, oh well, there is too much gun violence in America. Too much gun violence. Okay. Too much gun violence. Explain to me, how can a gun be violent? Please explain that to me. Anyone? Can anyone explain how is a gun violent?
Only the person behind the gun is when it's violent.
In order, you ask any psychiatrist, or social worker, what does it take for something to be violent? And the first thing they're going to tell you, an emotional structure. It takes, violence is a reaction to a negative emotion, whether it's hate, fear, depression, whatever emotion, whatever makes your boat float, okay? Whatever your mental malfunction is. A gun is a man-made object. It does not have an emotional structure. It does not cry. It does not laugh. It does not argue. It is a man-made object, and it must be manipulated by a human being. The human being manipulates the function of it. If that manipulation is perversion, by going out and pulling a mass shooting, that is on the shooter's feet, on a human being's feet, not on Russell's feet because he owns an AR, not on my feet because I own several ARs, not on Ron's feet, not on Hurricane Ann's, not on anybody else's feet, but that person that did the shooting. Okay, just like the person that goes and stops at a liquor store, buys a fifth of vodka, then he goes to a drug dealer, buys a bunch of goddamn dope, fentanyl or whatever, driving around the neighborhood, speeding through, runs a line in a crosswalk where kids are going to school at, and he kills a bunch of kids. Do they blame the fucking car? Do they blame the liquor store? Do they blame the drug dealer? No, they blame the motherfucker driving the car. They blame the fucked up, drunk, junky son of a bitch driving the fucking car. And it pisses me off every time I hear one of these motherfuckers talk gun violence in America. Okay, well, gun violence in America has taken a second backseat to the illegals. Then it's the coronavirus. Then it's the new virus that came out of the casino. Everything takes a back seat when something new comes along with these fucking cocksucking socialist liberals.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to tell me, you're not going to tell me that this this is not ideas that are being brought to life by these sorry son of a bitches.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking virus is as man-made as this Freightliner truck I am driving.
Well,
it is man-made as the cell phone I am speaking on
now.
That's
where it came from.
And it was released. It was released purposely, and it is done as a diversion. It is done as a smokescreen. And I guarantee you, before November, we are all going to be in a shit wreck, and we're going to all be lucky if we live through this shit.
You're right.
People, you better start taking this fucking shit serious.
No, we're not.
Because there's more players in the game than Pelosi, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
There's more players in this game than Pelosi.
And I have Virgil said earlier is that why China? Why are they starting this at ground zero? In my back of my mind, I'm thinking World War III. This is how it's going to start. I mean, if you read Revelation, it says, you know, there's going to be.
I don't think this is going to trigger World War III. I really, really don't. I think that's extrapolating way, way, way out there.
Mm-hmm.
But what this is doing, and like we said time and time again, all the protests against the government and who the government's run by, the
mm-hmm.
Illuminati, the elitists, whatever you want to fucking call them, just whatever makes you feel good about it. All right? So you got all this shit calmed down. You've got this going. You got the people scared, and what do? When you have this pandemic hit here in the U.S., one of the few countries that still allows you to own a weapon, what do you think the first thing this government's going to do? Well, you know, people are doing this. There's going to be looting. The shelves are going to be empty. Let me rephrase that. I'm not saying it's going to be. All right? Excuse me. But everything's there for that to happen is here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it happens or not, who knows? But it's just going to be like a hurricane or anything else. The first thing the government's going to do is go come through there and go, well, for the safety of everybody concerned and stuff like that, we're going to pick up the guns, and once we get this thing sorted out, you know, we'll... You know, we'll go back to the way it's supposed to be. Hide
mm-hmm.
and watch. Hide
yep.
and watch.
Yep.
Go ahead, Ron. What was you going to say?
FEMA already proposed that for this virus over there in Washington State, where they had tried to get Trump on board with a quarantine, right? And then a soft gun confiscation. Where if you're coughing and you're showing symptoms and stuff like that, they say we're concerned that the citizens will act out if we start trying to quarantine them, and we should be able to take their guns until this is taken care of. So you're right about that, Russell. And they've already proposed that. They actually asked President Trump to get behind it.
And he's refusing to.
He did refuse
to,
yeah.
Hang on there. There you go. There you go, being a Trumpster again. Trump is not a friend of the Second Amendment, fucking period. I wish you friggin' Trump cultists, whatever you want to call yourself, would get over that shit. The man has stabbed us in the back on the Second Amendment twice in 3 years.
Yep, but But he did refuse this one from FEMA. But he did refuse this order from FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
He did say, no, we're not doing that at this time.
Russell's right. You know, Russell's right. Me and Russell agree on that. Okay. Now, you know, what Russell's talking about, first of all, the bump stock issue. Okay. To me and to Russell, the bump stock's a piece of shit. But that should be your choice. That should be your choice to buy one, have one, use one if you can. You know, to me, I prefer a binary trigger system, okay, over a bump stock. Okay, the second thing was, I think he said it out of ignorance because, you know, he's Yankee-fied, New Yorker, whatever. The take the guns first bullshit. You know, I believe right now, I believe he kind of regrets saying that, but he can't retract himself because, well, hell, they'll turn another school of piranhas loose on him.
Mm-hmm.
But these gun confiscation things, these red flag laws, this is all because these states, these liberals, are misusing the 10th Amendment. They're misusing the 10th Amendment. They're trying to say that the 10th Amendment trumps or overrules the 2nd Amendment. It does not. It does not. The Dick Act prohibits that. It prohibits it. You know, and the first thing liberals want to say, oh, well, okay, so you can own a tank. Okay.
Yep.
There's nothing against the law with owning a tank. There's nothing against the law with owning a tank. You can own a tank. Anybody can own a tank.
Mm-hmm.
It's the cannon on that tank that you have to register with the government. I mean, there is a ranch down in Texas where you can ride, drive, operate, and shoot a fully functional World War II Sherman tank. You can actually do this. These people own this. And, you know, common sense tells, you know, Ron, can you afford to fill up a tank with gasoline or diesel? Can you afford that? To put a couple of hundred gallons of gas? Okay. All right. Can you afford a flatbed and a truck and everything else when you got to move this thing down the highway from one place to another? Okay.
No.
So neither can I, and I bet Russell can't either. I know Joseph can't either. Okay. So why is that even brought up in the argument that you can own a tank?
Right.
Okay. Now, if Russell, I, or you want to own a World War II era Thompson machine gun, okay, we fill out the form, we pass the good citizen check, we get the stamp, we purchase the firearm. Okay, do you think we're going to take a $10,000 firearm and go commit street crimes with it? Come on now. Come on.
Right.
That's how these liberals think.
To get back to what Russell was talking about with Trump, and that's the truth. I'm not a Trump occultist because he's done things and said things I don't agree with, like the things you guys mentioned. And if he was hardcore pro Second Amendment, he would be actually overstepping these red flag laws and turning them down.
Mm-hmm.
And say, no, that's unconstitutional and that's not going to fly here in America. Period. And I agree with that.
Exactly. Well, also, Ron, if the state governors, like your governor, my governor, these governors that call themselves, you know, we don't have a Republican governor anymore, but if we did, these Republican governors that are anti-abortion, pro-gun, pro-Bible, pro-this, they would start pushing their 10th Amendment rights for their states and say, okay, if you can, if Virginia can restrict ownership and possession of certain type of firearms, our state ought to be able to enhance ownership of certain types of firearms, including silencers and automatic weapons.
Here in Idaho, they have a law that actually protects the Second Amendment here against that. So when the whole bump stock thing went through, right, the sheriffs across the whole state, because we have a law here that says it doesn't recognize those unconstitutional laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the sheriffs said, we do not want you to turn in the bump stocks to us because under Idaho law, code, blah, 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 you know what I mean? You're allowed to have it. And we don't recognize that law. So, and they told people do not turn it into us. Period.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so there are things. Now, there's still room for work here in Idaho, by all means, dealing with the Second Amendment and stuff like that. But they do fight pretty hard for it. You know what I mean? Now, our governor is a rhino. He's a piece of shit. I don't fucking like him. And I ain't going to lie about that. You know what I mean? But there are some things that he goes along with because some of our reps are very constitutional, you know what I mean? And our lieutenant governor is. So he will go along with some of the things that they say, and we've had where it's gotten better. Now, as far as a silencer in Idaho goes, you're actually allowed to own one as long as you make it yourself. But you're not allowed to buy it from somebody else. But under the Constitution, that shouldn't be the issue, period. In fact, you shouldn't have to sign paperwork anywhere in America for owning the Tommy gun because that's your constitutional right. It's just like trying to go to a state with a concealed weapon permit, right? You shouldn't have to have one. In Idaho, you don't have to have one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's a stupid thing. It's a stupid thing, Ron. It's a stupid thing, Ron. Because here's the way, all right, I'm not an expert on it, but I have read a lot on it. And the regulation is so stupid. It's so stupid. Okay, this was put into effect because of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. When Al Capone people used a bunch of Tommy guns to wipe out the competition in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back then, during the 30s, during the 20s and 30s, during the Depression, you could buy a Tommy gun through the mail for $200. Now, today, that doesn't sound like much. But $200 back then during the Depression, that was a lot of money.
That was like a lot of money.
It's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they come up with this regulation where we're going to tack on another $200 and you have to register this weapon with the federal government. There was no background checks, no nothing. You could still order the fucking thing through the mail. You just had to get your stamp to send to the Thompson factory so they could send it to you with your $200. It was not only Thompson's. It was the same with the Browning BARs. It was the same with the 1919 belt-fed machine guns. And it was even the same for a pistol that was made by Browning that that John Dillinger used and killed, I think, two U.S. Marshals with it. It was the first fully automatic 45 caliber pistol. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which he tore their ass up with this thing. He tore their ass up. One pull of the trigger, the magazine was empty, but he still tore their asses up and got away from them on it. But that is where, the law is ancient. The law is ancient. It needs to be taken off of the books along with the first Gun Control Act because there was a case in the Supreme Court, United States versus Miller. United States versus Miller. Okay, Miller was a bootlegger, and he got caught going from Arkansas into Oklahoma. They pulled mm-hmm. him over and they searched him. They were looking for bootleg whiskey, but they found a sawed-off shotgun. They found a sawed-off shotgun.
Didn't they make a movie about that? I remember.
No, let me finish, Joseph.
Go ahead.
Okay, they found a sawed-off shotgun. He was a black guy. They charged mm-hmm. him with federal crime. They charged him with violation of the NFA Act.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court ruled, because he claimed on his appeal that it was his Second Amendment right to own a sawed-off shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court ruled, per ruling now, word for word, that the Second Amendment did not apply to him in this manner because sawed-off shotguns were not used by the militia in combat. Now, had he got caught with a Tommy gun or a BAR, they'd have to let him go. He'd have mm-hmm. won the case.
Damn.
But because of a sawed-off shotgun. So if you, me, or Russell, according to that ruling, or anybody, wants to own a Model A1 or a Model A2 M16 rifle, fully automatic AK-47, okay,
mm-hmm.
machine guns are used in combat by the militia. So
mm-hmm.
under United States versus Miller, that trumps everything.
Yep.
Everything.
Even the red flag law.
About even mm-hmm. the red flag laws.
Mm-hmm.
But no. That was an old law. That was back in the 30s. Okay. We can't go by it. It's too much time has passed. So I guess the desegregation order for our public schools, that was made in the 1940s and 50s. We should do mm-hmm. away with that. You know, we should do away with due process rights, because that was 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 14th Amendment. That was a couple of hundred years ago. We should mm-hmm. do away with that. You know, if you're going to pass laws and you're going to go by Supreme Court rulings of Roe versus Wade and transgender birth certificate transfers and all of this bullshit here, then you got to go by everything. You got to go by all the laws. You got to go by what the Supreme Court has ruled. If not, there's no reason to have a Supreme Court. There's no reason to have a justice system. We might as well go back to the fucking Wild Wild West, and the fastest draw wins.
Yep.
The fastest draw makes the law. The fastest draw makes the law.
Well, and how many people have they killed enforcing these laws over the decades, you know? Here in Idaho, you know, the infamous Ruby Ridge, right? So they
Well, not only that, Ron, let me explain this to everybody. There's a lot of things in this case you don't know. All right, those sawed-off shotguns that he got in possession of were supplied to a confidential informant by the FBI, by an FBI agent.
Yep.
He gave these to the informant, and the informant sold them to Randy Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
That is entrapment, which he beat the charge on. But he didn't mm-hmm. beat the charge till after they killed his son and his wife.
Yep. So they get in there, and they killed his family because he had sawed-off shotguns. He wasn't out shooting anybody. He wasn't out doing anything wrong. He wasn't hurting anybody. He was living on his land on top of a mountain here in North Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was living off.
Who was the aggressor? Who was the aggressor in that enforcing that unconstitutional law?
The government.
You know? Exactly.
And let me tell you something, people. If you think, you look back on some videos, if you think they brought in some fucking damn heavy artillery and equipment at Waco, Look at the fucking videos of Ruby Ridge, what they brought in.
Yep. Yep.
For one man. One man.
Yep.
They had armored personnel carriers, helicopter gunships. The FBI shot his wife in the head while she was breastfeeding his infant daughter. Dropped her dead as fried chicken. Shot his son through the door of a tool shed and let him stay there and bleed to death because Randy and them couldn't get to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are some ruthless people. These are ruthless, cold-hearted son of a bitches.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no surprise with Waco. There was no surprise when LaVoy Finicum got assassinated. It was no surprise to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people are low-down, dirty, coward, ruthless, sorry son of a bitches.
And the thing with LaVoy, he didn't have a gun on him.
Every goddamn one, every goddamn mm-hmm. one of these sorry son of a bitches are nothing but a bunch of fucking lapdogs sitting on their ass around the elite's tables, and they're waiting
mm-hmm.
for them to shove scraps off of the table onto the floor for them to eat. Fuck
yep.
them son of a bitches. Fuck
yep.
them son of a bitches.
Yep. He said it right there, brother. But hey, we got to go on the second hour. Do you guys want to continue, or do you want to call it early night, or...
I need to blast. I got an early, early day tomorrow.
All righty.
I'm going to take this opportunity to say goodnight, America. My brothers, be safe. Keep your powder dry and your head on a swivel.
All right, goodnight, brother. We'll see you later on. Be careful out there. What do you think, Virgil? You want to continue or?
We can cut it short if you want.
All righty, and just to do a little shout-out to my family out there. I lost my Aunt Trudy today. She was 80 years old, and she's been battling leukemia for many years, and she lost the fight today. So I want to say my heart goes out to my Uncle Joe and everything. So I just want to put that out there and stuff. So I just got that news earlier before I got on the show and stuff. But we'll be back tomorrow night. And everything. And guys, y'all be careful. And everybody up here in New Mexico, brace yourself for the snowstorm. It's Kevin and everything. So that, but anyhow, we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Good night, America.
Some of the guys out there look like me. They're kind of looking around.
Well, I got it.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning.